This was indeed a deadly moment in our life. And if it had not been for the loyalty and friendship of Northern Ireland, we should have been forced to come to close quarters with Mr. de Valera, or perish forever from the earth. However, with the restraint and poise to which I say, history will find few parallels, His Majesty's government never laid a violent hand upon them, though at times it would have been quite easy and quite natural. And we left the de Valera government to frolic with the German and later with the Japanese representatives to their heart's content.
Certain newspapers have been very persistent in looking for my answer to Mr. Churchill's recent broadcast. I know the kind of answer I am expected to make. I know the answer that first springs to the lips of every man of Irish blood who heard or read that speech, no matter in what circumstances or in what part of the world he found himself. I know the reply I would have given a quarter of a century ago. But I have deliberately decided that this is not the reply I shall make tonight. I shall strive not to be guilty of adding any fuel to the flames of hatred and passion, which, if continue to be fed, promise to burn up whatever is left by the war of decent human feeling in Europe. Allowances can be made for Mr. Churchill's statement, however unworthy, in the first flush of his victory. No such excuse can be found for me in this quieter atmosphere. There are, however, some things which it is my duty to say, some things which it is essential to say. I shall try to say them as dispassionately as I can. Mr. Churchill makes it clear that in certain circumstances he would have violated our neutrality and that he would justify his action by Britain's necessity. It seems strange to me that Mr. Churchill does not see that this, if accepted, would mean that Britain's necessity would become a moral code, and that when this necessity was sufficiently great, other people's rights were not to count. It is quite true that other great powers believe in this same code in their own regard and have behaved in accordance with it. That is precisely why we have the disastrous successions of wars. World War Number One, World War Number Two, and shall it be World War Number Three? Surely Mr. Churchill must see that if his contention be admitted in our regard, a like justification can be framed for similar acts of aggression elsewhere. And no small nation adjoining a great power could ever hope to be permitted to go its own way in peace.
Here is his Hertfordshire home at Ayot St. Lawrence, and the wide lawn across which he walks on his way to his favourite summer house. He was born in the year that saw the end of the Crimean War, and now, with jet planes streaking low across the sky and making their whining comment on our conversation, now we're waiting outside his sitting room door to hear what he has to say. 90 years of crowded life, and here is Bernard Shaw about to give his birthday message through the medium of British television.
I have experienced obscurity and failure. And I've got now success and celebrity. I dare say a great many of you think that that's a very fine thing. But you're mistaken. Now, I've never had time. Been far too busy, hard worked all my life to bother about my being a great man. But now that I'm no longer a great man, but only an old dotard, I can look on at the great man business. I assure you that all the fun of that business is yours. It's the people who celebrate me who have the fun. But I have all the hard work. And I have all the applications for interviews and to go to dinners. And I'm half dead by the experience. So, particularly the young people who are beginning life, don't go in for being great people. To begin with, the people who think they're going to be great, and as young people inform you that they're going to be great, they very seldom come to anything. Oh, look here, I'm getting talking. I must stop. Well, it's very pleasant to have seen you all here, and to think that you are my audience and all that, because I'm a born actor myself. I like an audience. I'm like a child in that respect. Well, goodbye. 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 Goodbye, all of you.
Hear my song, Violetta. Hear my song beneath the moon. Come to me in my gondola, waiting on the old lagoon. Serenade across the water. Soft and low, a tale of love and lovers singing long ago. Hear my song, Violetta, when the dawn is breaking through.
My song.